We were on, it's in the book that we have is page 35 from the Toelas HaBitochon. That's what we need today, a lot of bitochon. So let's hope that this inspires me. Okay. Ach Toelas HaBitochon Be'olam. Before he talked about Toelas HaBitochon Batoiro, in Ruchnius, how the bitochon helps us to live the Ruchnistic life and to be able to be focused on spiritual growth and those things. Now he's talking about bitochon, how it helps in Yonei Ha'olam. Just helps us to live life in the in the normal way that we in business or the worldly issues that we have, the material issues that we have. Mehen menuchas halev min hadaygois ha'olamiyos. It's a peace in the heart of the worldly worries. And I think this is very significant too, because we know that stress is a very dangerous thing for the heart. When a person is under a lot of stress, it puts a stress on the heart. And unfortunately, sometimes that causes some serious ramifications, whether it's a heart attack or other things like that. So stress is a very important thing. In fact, Rashi in Chumash in Parshas Bahar defines bitochin, v'shavtem lo vetach, as sheloi tiragu, you won't worry. Bitochin is really the absence of worry. And it gives a peace of menucha, of rest to the heart. The heart can rest from worldly worries. The hashalvo, this is another form of peace. It's a quiet, like peaceful existence, shalva, minitnud hanefesh, vitzaro, lechisorin, tavisel hagufnis. Something very profound and very important. It gives a let's see if how they translate it. Serenity, they call shalva. Shalva is a peace of mind, a serenity, but it gives serenity from nidnud hanefesh. The nefesh is always nudging. Why? V'tzaro, and the tzar that it has, l'chsorin tavoseh agufnis, when it has a lack of the fulfillment of its physical desires. Now, this, I think, is a very profound concept. This means that a person who has bitochon, and he has gnawing, annoying, intense physical desires. I would even say he has possibly, as far as having an addiction to physical desires. But the bitochin can give him a certain serenity. By the way, in the world of addiction, that's one of the words that they use, is to get serenity. Serenity from the nidun hanefesh. The nefesh is driving him crazy. This is always, I need, where's my next fix? Where's my next title? Where's my next thrill? Where's it coming from? And when he doesn't have it, he has this nidun hanefesh. The bitochen can resolve that. Now, I would like to point out that bitochen has physical, has impacts on a person. We've quoted this before, but Rashi in the parsha where it says, where Hashem promised him, I'm going to protect you. You can go back to Eretz Yisrael. Esav will not be able to hurt you. So Rashi says, it says, then the Pasuk then says, he lifted up his feet and he went to the east. He was going back to Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi seems to be bothered. Why does the Torah have to tell me he lifted up his feet? And what if the Torah told me he slept his feet, he carried it? He wants. I have to say, do I care about what particular foot motion he made? Whether he lifted him up, whether he slept them, whether he ran? He says, no. So Rashi says like this, me'achar shuhuftach b'shmira. Once he was already promised that he's going to be protected, he had that bitochoin, noso liboy es raglov, his heart lifted up his feet and it became physically easier for him to walk. He walked on air. He became lighter. he became more agile, more, I'm missing it right now. He was able to walk faster, had less to carry. A physical transformation of his body and its ability to walk because of the fact that he had bitochen. And here we see the same idea. A person can have a taiva. And I would say, I mean, I would tell people in the addiction industry, I mean, I actually told them, because in the years when we worked we had a high school for many years for kids that were off the derech, one of the things that we used to tell them is, if you have bitochen, then bitochen can help. It's not necessarily the full cure because of the fact that they're not necessarily having full bitochen. If these kids could reach full bitochen, everything would be different. But to the degree, like the Chofetz Chaim says, that we can have bitochen, it's to that degree that we ease the nidnud ha-nefesh, that nudging that the nefesh is bothering us, and the tsar, because we don't have the fulfillment of our desires. And anyone who's seen a person who's really hooked on desire know that until they get that desire fulfilled, you know, a shikha for the bottle and a drug addict for his fix and normal people for their taivas. You know, we have taivas, even normal people have taivas in the realm of normal range, but sometimes it's frustrating. I would suggest, I think I'm going to try it myself, I never really made the connection, of a bitochen diet. That might be a good thing. In other words, I'm craving, you know, here it is 11 o'clock at night and I pass the refrigerator and something draws me there. You know, not everybody has this problem, but some of us do. Something draws me there. And you know, well, no, what do you mean? I have bitochen Hashem. Hashem takes care of everything. There's no need to do this. Focus on your relationship with Hashem. Hashem provides. You don't have to constantly imbibe and imbibe. Tonight might be different because tomorrow is a fast. I'm not suggesting anybody, you know, what you do, but like, take it easy. Hashem takes care of everything. He'll provide, he'll calm you down. You'll be able to sleep even if you don't stuff your face. And it's things like this. So this is the power of bitochen. It can cause physical, emotional, psychological, even not only spiritual transformation, but even things in the realm of physical things. So that's a very interesting piece. Let's continue. B'hu beheshket ubitcho ubeshalvo b'olam hazeh. And the end result is he's beheshket, he's with quiet, he's with bitcho, he's with trust, confidence, he's with shalva, he's with, I translated it, serenity in this world. It's a different, it's an idyllic life, my life. Nothing to worry about. Nothing pushes me. Nothing overwhelms me. Nothing is menadid my nefesh. Nothing is my lave is over. My heart is overburdened with worry. No, I live b'heshket ubitcho b'shalva b'nosef. Kimo shekosev, as the pasuk says, Boruch hagever sheyeftach b'Hashem. Blessed is the person who puts his trust in Hashem. And Hashem is his security. In other words, when I put my trust in Hashem, I have security. I have bitcho. I have it. The trust in Hashem creates that matzav that I now am in a state of being of hashkeit bitcho uveshalva. And then he quotes another pasuk also, says, like a tree that is planted by the water, and its roots spread out, and it constantly has a source of nourishment because it's always fully nourished. Nothing to worry about. It doesn't have to worry about too much heat. It doesn't have to worry about anything about the lack of rain because it's right by the water, and there's an endless water supply, and that's the moshel to how a Baal Bitochen can live. Now, I think this is an extremely important paragraph because we know, we discussed many times, there are two basic advantages, two basic benefits that we get from the Midas HaBitochen. One, of course, is it definitely influences the fulfillment of our heart's desires. The Baal Bitochen, to the degree that he has Bitochen, the Chofetz Chaim writes, that's the degree that he will have the fulfillment of his desires. That's point number one. Point number two is, it gives us Menuchas HaNefesh. But here he describes, we talk, Menuchas HaNefesh, a peace of mind. We won't worry. But he describes it here so graphically. He describes it, he tells us that the heart will be free of its worry that bothers it. The heart, my heart will be different. The heart won't palpitate. I won't feel the chest pains. I won't feel physical things that stress brings. That's one. And I will be able to be at peace from the desires. And I would say, mitava seh hagufnius, even it refers to the extreme desires, the physical desires. I mamish have a way to curb my physical desires. Just like I have a way to strengthen my ability to walk or to run, I have a way to curb my physical desires through this menuchas hanefesh, through this peace of mind that it gives me, and I live a different life, an idyllic life. Beheshket u'bitcho v'shalom. Okay, let's continue the next paragraph.
Could you just clarify that point? You're saying having bitachon could help with taiva. Could you just explain?
Well, let's read it. So hashalva, you're going to have from bitachon. You're going to have the serenity, minidun hanefesh, from the nefesh is constantly pulling me in that direction. Nidun, it's menade, it's moving me. Vitzara, and the pain that I get when I lack lechisoron tavoseh hagufnis, to the chisoron of the physical taivas. So on a simple level, I gave two mishalim. One was the refrigerator. I have a taiva to eat. It's whatever it is. It's many hours after I ate dinner. I have a taiva to eat. The Baal Bitochen has a sense that I don't need anything. I don't need that. I have a kodesh boruch hu. I mean, let's think about it. You have a taiva to eat on a fast day. But in a sense, I have a kodesh boruch hashem. Today's the day. You don't eat. Okay? You don't eat. So you don't eat. That's all.
Yeah, but not fulfilling a taiva is not like a worry. Meaning it doesn't, bitachon could fulfill when you don't know where your next meal is coming from. Hashem will help me with my next meal. But when you walk by the fridge and you want to eat something, what do you mean Hashem will take care of? Of course, I know he takes care of me, but I want to eat this now because I have a taiva for it.
What's taivas? You have a taiva. You feel you have a chisoron. Something's lacking. I want to fill it. The taiva really is a fulfillment. It's usually nervousness. It's usually some type of an emotional thing. You're not hungry. I saw what kind of dinner you had tonight. No, I didn't, but I hope so. You know, and it's like it's a drop. No, come down. No. You don't need anything. You're fine. You have everything you need. Any feelings of emptiness that you have, Hashem will fill. Any feelings of emptiness that you can fill with this spiritual connection to Hashem. If in the years that I dealt with these types of kids, so we learned a lot about addictions. And one of the things we knew is that they needed, that's why we used to look very closely with an agency, because they needed us to provide the spiritual fulfillment that these kids needed in order to be able to get them to heal them, or at least to curb the addictions, because there's a void. An addiction or a taiva is something's missing. If I'm full of food, I don't have the taiva. If I'm to a great extent, if I'm full of ruchnius, I don't have the taiva. There are people that are learning so much in their learning. They don't even think of food. They describe Reb Shmuel Birnbaum, Zecher Levracha, that once after a tinus, that the whole family was looking for him. He didn't come home. They didn't know what happened to him. They were going mishuga. Finally, they found him upstairs in a classroom in the Miri Yeshiva, and he's sitting and learning. He ate an apple or something. I forgot exactly what it was. And he's sitting and learning, oblivious to everything, because I'm fulfilled. This is what fulfills me. If this fulfills me, then I can avoid a lot of the other taivas out there. So that's the way I understand that. And I think it makes a lot of sense. And I plan to think a little bit more about this, because this might be a very important piece in, all the years I claim I do bitochen therapy to people with emotional things, not very ill, but anxiety and nervousness and that type of stuff. Now I think I'm going to do emotional, I said bitochen therapy. Now I think I'm going to do bitochen therapy for addictions, for taivas too. I never thought of it in that terms. A person has a taiva, he feels he can't control himself. Work on that bitochen and you'll feel so much better about yourself. You see, most physical desires are because I don't feel good about myself. I feel something lacking. If you fill that void with real life spirituality, with connection to Hashem, then I don't think then you minimize, if not eliminate, how much you need that. Okay, I'd like to just move on a little bit with your permission. Umehen, menuchas hanefesh mileches bidrochim horachoykim. There's another kind of menuchas hanefesh, from taking long business trips. You know, long business trips are not very good things. It's hard on the family. A lot of times it presents all types of problems. Asher he mechale hagufos, it devours it. It devours the physical, the body. Umeheres hashlomas yemei hachayim, and it literally quickens the day of death. Now I assume that he's talking about a little bit more difficult travel conditions that we have. But from what I heard about the last week or so, I could see maybe it does fit into these travel conditions. You have people stranded in an airport for a day or two and or more. But traveling takes its toll on a person. That's the truth. We know a person who traveled, the time zones, even if you slept on the plane, the time zone affects you. This travel is the Rambam's lotion is, we don't paskin that way, so don't anybody get any ideas. We paskin like Tosfos, but the Rambam says, Habom en aderech al yispal shloishes yomim. For 3 days, you don't have to daven when you come from a trip because of the fact that you can't concentrate. I have to stand in front of Hashem and concentrate. I can't concentrate. We paskin like Tosfos, who says that since we don't concentrate so much anyway, there's no reason for that tour. You know, the level that we concentrate, we could do. But the Rambam was talking about such concentration, I can't have it. So there is a nidnun haderech. Anyway, so what the bitochen prevents him from that. Why? Shenemar, and it just brings a raya, Shenemar, ino baderech koichi kitzar yomoy. The suffering that I, that the derech causes or diminishes my strength, that shortens my life. So he's exempt from that. Why? Because if he has bitochon, he doesn't have to travel as much. What do you mean if I don't travel out of town every week for... Who says? The Baal bitochon. Baal bitochon. Hashem will provide. Hashem provides. I don't have to travel as much. It's a whole different attitude to us. How could I do it? If I don't travel, where's the parnosa? Where's the parnosa? Parnosa is min hashamayim. Parnosa is not in the traveling. Parnosa is not in the effort. Mechuyev to put effort, but effort, we limited effort. I don't have to dafka travel in order to have the parnosa. And then he gives a very interesting, let's just see if we can squeeze this in the next paragraph, a very interesting story. So v'nemal echo min ha-perushim, one of the perushim, one of the big tzadikim, ki holach el eretz rechoiko levakesh ha-teref. It says at the beginning of, I guess, pre-shus, he was trying to dafka to put himself in a situation where he's away. You know, they used to go into golus. I assume that's what it is, to keep away from the worldly things. So he's traveling, and at the beginning, he's looking to, has to find some way of sustenance. Upoga odam echad me'ovdi kachovim. What year? It doesn't sound from the story. It doesn't really sound like that. It sounds from the story that he's going for the purpose of parnosa. And one of the idol worshippers met him. The city that he went to. כמה אתם פתחלס או עבורי, נומי את האבון או מהבודסכם בתוכבים, how foolish you are, how blind you are, and so minimal understanding that you serve idols? Your idol, Omar loy ho amgushi, the goy said to him, Omo ato oivein, what do you serve? Omar loy haporush, he said, ani oivein habire, I serve the creator. Hayochol, the one who is capable, hamechalkel, who sustains, or echod hamatrif, he provides sustenance, asher ein kamohu, that there's no one like him, the extent to which he provides. So that's why, sir. Om aloha oam gushi. So the goy says back to him, po'olcho soiser estvorecho. Your actions contradict your words. Why? Om ala porosh veheich, how so? Om aloi. Ilu hoyo mashe omar to emes. If what you said that you serve the boire, the melech, the mechalkel, and the matrif, the one who provides sustenance and everything, in truth. So he says, hoyo matrifcho bi'ircho, kemoshe trifcho hino. He could sustain you in your city just like he sustains you on the road. V'loi ha'yisa toireach lovoy al eretz rechoyko kusoyis. You wouldn't have to travel so far away for your parnosa, because he can give the parnosa here or give the parnosa there. This one that you describe, he could do that. Elamai, what are you traveling? So your actions are contradicting your words. And he stopped his taina, the shovla artsoi, and he went home. He went right back to his place. Vekibel haprishus mino esayin. He was makabel precious from that time. Vloyotso meiroi acharkach. And he never left his city after that. And I think that is a very interesting statement. In other words, that here you have a person who's clearly a believer. He chastises the Ovid Kechovim that, what are you serving idols? What are you crazy? What are you stupid? That's so ridiculous. And the goy gets him in Eobe. He says, and what about you? Oh, I serve the Beri Olam. Says, so what are you running around for your parnosa for? Well, the same God, your God. My God can't do nothing. He's a piece of stone, eight simbabon, he's nothing. But your God, who's the zone of Afarnis, who can be matrifech or here and there. So what do you have to travel for? Well, what are you doing? And the Porush accepted that. Now, the Porush knew this before. What's going on over here? The Porush didn't know this. He knows that if he knows, I serve Hashem, he's the Bnei Olam, and so forth and so on. So what did the Goy tell him, and how did it affect him, and why didn't he know the lesson before? I think the answer is very simple. There are many times that we have information, we have knowledge, but emotionally we miss the point. We get confused, emotionally, not intellectually. Intellectually, of course, the Porush knew that Hashem is his own in the fires. There's a worry, and it sounds like the business conditions are better in the next town. When I travel, the intellectual knowledge that I have becomes overshadowed and blinded by the emotional concern. I have the food. Where am I going to go? There doesn't seem to be any food over here. I Hashem could provide, but I don't see it. I heard over there, like Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim. Yes, Shevet Mitzrayim. So good. So then what's the goy telling him? Why is he listening to this goy? Why, when the goy told him, all of a sudden he changed? The Torah says sometimes we see something a certain way, and we the emotions take over, and the logic that we deep down know is true gets clouded out by the emotional blockage. And sometimes all it takes is someone to tell us something, but to point it out to us dramatically. Your words are contradicting your actions, or your actions are contradicting your words. Ah. And he didn't tell him anything he didn't know, but he pointed out to him the fallacy in his emotion, that emotionally you are with full knowledge that Hashem could provide, you're still worried because you're afraid you won't get it and you're running out of town. But I show you, it doesn't make any sense, because if you say that he's the provider, he can provide here or there. So what are you talking about? And that image can shake him up into shape. So I think when it comes, if we wish to strengthen our bitochon, the formula for strengthening bitochon has to be taking the intellectual that we know and internalizing it emotionally. We all, by this point, and this even just this point in Chavis Al-Bavas, just up to this page, and even if we don't go, any further, we know that the person, Hashem, is in control. Hashem can be son of a furnace. Hashem can provide, and there's nothing to worry about. That's true. But emotionally, we get nervous. And the emotions cloud out, cause to forget, blind, ignore the reality that we know. And sometimes we just need something from the outside to jolt us into the realization of what we realize anyway. Sometimes that could be a friend. Sometimes that could be a statement. I know there was once an individual who in his business, he had a person that he really wanted to leave. It wasn't a good team to work together. And he wanted it for a long time. But he never was able to make a move. And so he was sitting and talking to a friend of his. And the friend saw the way he wants it out. He wants out, but he doesn't want to do anything. And he says to him the following words. He says, "It seems that you really want him to stay." All of a sudden, everything clicked. And he realized, what am I doing? Do I want him to go? Do I want him to stay? If I want him to go, then I can't take this attitude. And he was able to do what he had to do. But there is such a thing that just an emotional jolt from the outside, just a statement, and sometimes we can provide it to ourselves also, can make all the difference. So the avoidus habitochin, to summarize, is to take the information that we know. I know Hashem is in control of everything. I know Hashem can do everything. I know there's no limitation to what Hashem does, but internalize it emotionally. And sometimes just through this dramatic picture of my words are contradicting, my actions are contradicting my words. I'm being hypocritical. I'm inconsistent. Oh, all of a sudden, now I know what I knew before, because I knew it, that the emotion was blocking. And this jolt can jolt the person out of that false, that covering of what he knows intellectually with his emotions. Okay, Hashem should help that we should be zeicha to work on and to succeed in strengthening and developing a greater level of bitochen in Hashem. And if you all give us a brocha that we should succeed in this campaign, and if you help us, we'll give you a brocha that you should succeed in everything you do, and we should hear psuras to this.